We definitely need to have a chat to Emma at some point this morning. And as a matter of fact, that's perfect timing, Cozzy, because she is already the champion trainer, joins us. Good morning to you, Emma.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well, thank you. Now, we could go through all of your runners this weekend because you've got some superstars in action. But I think we should start with Captain Ravishing, because what he did on Saturday night in the heats of the Victoria Derby had most people shaking their heads. What was your reaction to that heat on Saturday night?
Yeah, he was terrific. We sort of didn't know how he'd handle sort of sitting in the breeze, and you know, Grant was pretty kind. You know, they ran it pretty even time early, and then we sort of ramped it up in the last half. So it was exciting to see him do that.
Emma, he looks to me like a schoolboy in the classroom who's a bit bored sometimes and wants to look out the window and go, oh, what's that? Oh, look at that over there. You see the body language with his ears going down the back. It's almost, oh, I'll have a look at that too. Is he still just doing it on raw ability?
Yeah, for sure. I think he's got a bit of ADHD. He spots squirrels everywhere and he looks and, he's a quirky sort of character, but we sort of let him just be himself and that'll come out of him, you know, with a bit more racing and sort of racing the better horses. So, he sort of just mucks around most of the time.
You raced him in an open bridle, and I watched because when he ran in the heat in New South Wales for the Derby, he had like cups or winkers outside his eyes. Another horse nearly got him. Is that the reason you pulled those off?
We like to sort of always have ours opened up if we can, and he sort of got a little bit of a different temperament where you're not sure what you're going to get a little bit of the time, so we sort of opened him up so we could sort of see everything and get used to it and, just sort of try to let him come to it on his own.
So he's had the three starts in your stable, Emma, for three wins, obviously. When did you know that you might have had a potential superstar on your hands?
When they rang us to take him, actually, because we followed him early on and you never get those phone calls to take horses like him. So when Freddie rang, you know, we jumped the chance to have him and, you know, he stepped off the float and he's just an outstanding type and, you know, we're really excited to get him.
Emma, the other night, even coming to the straight with about a lap to go, for about half a stride, it looked like he was almost going to skip and do something, and I thought, he's still not concentrating even then. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, that's fair, yep. I think, like I said, he sort of spots things and loses concentration and all that sort of stuff, but, you know, we're sort of not trying to force him into being something he's not at the moment. You know, when with a bit more racing and a bit more maturity, that'll all come out of him, and we sort of let him do his own thing.
So he's the short price favourite in the Derby on Saturday night, which might be the most interesting race on the program, despite the fact that it is Victoria Cup night. Now, you've got three chances in the Victoria Cup on Saturday night, Emma, and Honolulu Bay is the most prominent of those in the market. He started his preparation in terrific fashion, and he seems to be going well. With that draw, you would expect him to be a major player?
Yeah, I do. You know, he sort of pulled a little bit too hard his last start and over-raced and sort of didn't finish it off as well, so you know, we've calmed him down a little bit. And, you know, his draw's tricky this week, but it may turn out to be okay because hopefully there's a bit of speed early and, you know, people are trying to sort of get on the speed early. And, you know, if it's a genuinely run race and he's got a good sit, you know, he's definitely going to be thereabouts in the finish.
Emma, I was looking at the Oaks final and there's one of yours that's odds and it's drawn out in 7 Beach Life. I didn't mind its run last week. Is it an each-way chance?
Yeah, for sure. She's a filly that we really like. She's Treachery and Petrarca's half sister, so she's got the breeding on her side, and she's definitely got ability. And I think the draw probably helps her a little bit because she'll go back and she'll settle. And she's a very high speed horse, so she's one we really like. And it, you know, if she doesn't, you know, run a place this week going forward, she's going to be definitely one of our better mares.
So you've got 7 runners in the Oaks, which is quite extraordinary. Encipher is the odds-on favourite. Are you expecting Encipher to be really tough to beat on Saturday?
Yeah, I am, but I know we've got a few runners in it, but the draws are sort of quite tricky because you've got Relentless Me drawing the pole and Just Hope drawn outside it. So they've all got speed. So it's a really interesting race. And if you ask me which of my horses is my best hope, I wouldn't be able to tell you really because I'm just not sure what's going to happen early on. But I'm happy with all my runners. And, you know, Encipher's got the score on the board, but I really do like Penelant, and you know, if she happened to find the front, she takes them running down.
And how excited are you to see Ladies in Red back at the racetrack this weekend?
It's very exciting. You know, the campaign they've been doing around it has been really cool to be a part of, and you know, we've had camera crews out here and stuff, and you know, I think it's a great initiative by HRV, and you know, to choose Ladies in Red, you know, we're that excited. So fingers crossed she puts her best foot forward, which she always does, and you know, it's really exciting to have her back.
And is the Lost Storm a bank teller's job, Emma?
I think so. I really like Nathan's horse, school captain. He's a well-bred horse, and he went super in his heat. So he's got the draw to sort of beat us this week. But I really do like the Lost Storm, and I really like our other one as well, Perfect Class. He's another well-bred colt, and, you know, he's a lovely horse as well.
We know what a wonderful team of juveniles that you have. Is the Lost Storm the best of them? Is he the best one you've got?
It sort of changes week to week. Yeah, I do. I do think he probably is, you know, at this stage. You know, I really like Petrarca. He's a high-speed horse as well and first responder. So it sort of changes week to week and sort of where they sort of lob in runs because they're all different types of horses. But as complete packages, I think the Lost Storm at the moment.
Emma, just one final question about Captain Ravishing. He has tended to want to hang in or lay in a little bit in the straight. Have you done anything with gear there?
No, because you can do the opposite as well.
So,
if you correct one thing, then you've got to correct something else. So, no, we haven't done anything there. And so it's more like you were saying before, lack of concentration.
Yeah.
So I think you'll be fine.
I think you get that many runners, you'll be down at the Dole queue at the CES looking for staff for Saturday night, won't you?
Yeah, I know. It's a busy night, but that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and you're going to be a major player. There's no doubt about that, Emma. You've got... so many horses, so many odds on chances. If you could give us one at a bit of a price that you think will run really well, who would you be tipping us into?
I actually really like Treachery in the mare's race as well. You know, Ladies in Red's going to be awfully hard to beat, but Treachery's flying. Her work today was good. And, you know, it's her first test against Ladies in Red this week, and she's got a pretty good draw. So, as a place hope, I think Treachery.
All right, Treachery. Yeah, she's got a picket fence as well. Emma, good luck on Saturday night Vic Cup night. It's going to be a huge night, and it could be a massive night for your stable.
No worries. Thanks very much.